I'm here with Dale Romans, and we're going to talk a little Breeders Futurity. Dale, you've got a whole bunch of nice two-year-olds, and you're running one of them in the Breeders Futurity, Free Drop Billy. He's really been a nice horse. Looks like he got a bright future. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, we have some talented two-year-olds, but Free Drop's probably the most accomplished so far. It's got a great record. We won big his first time out, second in the Sanford, and then come back in second in the Hopeful and just get beat ahead. And, you know, that's a great race. I really like to have on the resume. But he's a real athlete. That's the best thing about him. Not the biggest, strongest colt we have, but he just does everything so easy.
Well, he certainly has been improving leaps and bounds. He started off with a Brisnet speed figure of 77, then went to 91 in the Sanford, came back with a 98 in the Hopeful. That's really good enough to win this race. Par for the race is 97. You've got him on a little bit of a mini roll, and it looks like the sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, hopefully we have a little more progression, and if we do, then he should be the winner. But we're hoping that two turns makes him a better horse. He sure seems like it. His pedigree says it, and he trains like it. He just doesn't ever get tired, so I know he'll be running late.
Yeah, he looks like he blew out pretty good, 59-3 on September 30th at Churchill Downs. How was that workout? Were you happy with that?
Yeah, we were happy with it. It was good, and it was easy. That's the thing about him. He can go 59, and like he's done nothing. He comes back without blowing, and like he never did anything. And actually, usually we've been taking him back to the racetrack the next day after he freezes because he recovers so fast.
You've got a tremendous record in this race. You won it back in 2005 with Dawn of War, 2011 with Dullahan, 2015 with Brody's Cause. I mean, those horses are horses that everybody knows about. Talk about how Free Drop Billy fits in with those horses.
You know, he's very similar to maybe Dullahan and Brody. They were just natural athletes, just like he is. And they, you know, they came together early and they ran huge in this race. But now that you bring it up, they are very similar types of horses.
Is it because they're precocious and smart early on, or is it their physical attributes? What do you think makes them the same type of individual?
Both those horses we're talking about came back and also won the Bluegrass, so that wasn't just precocious. They're just good, talented, athletic horses, and that's what I see in Free Drop. Just, he goes out there. He's a great mover. He's very agile. And like I say, he never gets tired. The only negative on him at all is he gets a little bit hot warming up, but sweaty. But it's sort of like Shackleford used to do. It's not a nervous sweat. It's just that he seems to sweat a lot when he gets out doing his work and gets hot.
Yeah, just like me.
Yeah, me too.
What about old Dak Attack? He's a horse that's pretty nice. You what do you got planned for him?
Jack Attack's probably the leader of our class, really. He's had to back off of him a little bit. He got a little bit of a shin on him and backed up on him, but he's ready to start pushing forward. And I doubt if he makes the Breeders' Cup, but there's a new race, a new point race, at least at Remington Park in December. I might show up out there and then put him on the Derby Trail next year.
Well, that sounds good. You got Tiz Mischief in. I know you loved him last time. You got beat by a horse that's in the big race today. You like him in the maiden race?
I love him in there. I toyed with putting him in the stake and then just decided that I think he's another one that could get on a Derby Trail next year, and I'll take a more conservative route with him, even though that's not usually my style.
Well, you know, when you got all these Derby horses, you got to keep them apart, and you know what you're doing. You're one of my favorite trainers, and I really appreciate you taking the time to fill us in on these young horses that are possibly going to be Kentucky Derby types.
Thank you, buddy. Love doing the show anytime you need me.
All right. Thanks, Dale.